As we begin the morning, we've got the S&P in record territory. NASDAQ in record territory. The Dow Jones has been flirting with that, but two out of the three indices are looking pretty good this morning. And as we reach the halfway point of the investment year, let's take stock of our stocks. David Sowerby, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Ancora of Bloomfield Hills. Everybody wants financial independence on this Independence Day, and it so far so good for 2024, David.
Absolutely. Let's give it a solid B. Guy, I would give it an A, but it doesn't get an A quite yet because I want to see more stocks going up rather than just a handful of these very high-profile, large company technology plays.
So it's still the Magnificent Seven?
It's still the Mag 7. Sometimes it's the Fab 4, depending on who's winning and who's losing. But in the last year and a half, it's absolutely been a stock market that's been positive, but very much skewed to mega cap tech.
David, despite inflation concerns earlier this year, the stock market really has continued to reach these record highs. How do you assess the market's resilience to, you know, we get these economic data surprises, especially regarding inflation trends and the Fed policies?
Lloyd, it really comes down to individual companies being able to create shareholder value. Their profit margins and their cash flow margins remain well above average, and their ability to generate profitability in the face of higher inflation, higher interest rates, government uncertainty at the federal level, companies are delivering very well to the shareholder.
David, I appreciate your references to July 4th in this letter and what deserves an extra hot dog and what doesn't. But you say that international stocks and U.S. stocks lag international stocks usually, but it's not the case right now, and that's compelling to you.
Well, if you go back to the beginning of 1990, you can go even longer time periods. Here are the two numbers to really commit to memory. 10% versus 5%. 10% has been the compounded return, annualized return for the S&P 500. 5% has been for international stocks, whether it's developed or emerging markets. They've only compounded at 5% since the beginning of 1990. Here's another vote for being very well concentrated in U.S. domestic companies versus international companies. They have doubled the rate of return in the last 30-plus years.
Well, it's interesting. So, I mean, America is doing better globally than the rest of the world. And I can imagine a few politicians that would want to make hay out of that. But we also know that the market hates uncertainty. I don't know that I've ever seen a more uncertain time. We don't even know yet whether the Democratic nominee, whether the president's going to be the Democratic nominee, what China is going to do. We've got this liaison with Putin and with North Korea. These are perilous, uncertain times.
They are. And we like to say the market climbs the wall of uncertainty. If you and I sat here long enough and we counted up all the uncertainties, whether it's globally or domestically, we'd probably take our money and put it in that asset class called the mattress. But yet that has not been the case. The ability of U.S. companies to generate very favorable margins remains the story and why the stock market climbs that wall of worry. Eventually, we'll get a hiccup. We always do. The average intra-year decline for the stock market's about 13%. We haven't come close to it yet this year. Hiccups are in order, but I'll stand by the fact that it's been a market where markets have gone higher in the face of all this uncertainty.
Are there any primary risks that could derail this trend?
Lloyd, the best answer is the risk I don't know inevitably is the risk that's going to bite the hardest on me. Mm-hmm. Whether it's who knew in February 2020 that the stock market was going to fall 35% because of COVID. It's that risk you simply don't know that gets the best of you. And we know the risks today. Inflation still lingering, interest right. rates high, South China Sea, Ukraine, you name it. But it's the risk I just can't foresee. I think that maybe can be somewhat unsettling to the stock market.
I've got a ticking time bomb here, and it comes to us courtesy of the New York Times. We've got $1.6 trillion in student debt out there, and right now 20 million are actually paying on it. 19 million are not. And they've kind of got this grace period till September till the hammer really falls, courtesy of the Biden administration. What happens when the hammer falls? Could that, from a consumer spending standpoint, really put a speed bump on our economy?
Well, the U.S. consumer's been very good at defying gravity. But we are beginning to see signs in the, let's call it the lower half of income levels, where the impact of high gas prices, high mortgage rates, higher inflation, food at home, have all been tougher on that segment of incomes. And maybe having to pay back your student loans is another one that's going to slow down this train that had great speed called the U.S. consumer. And I'll take a step aside and say, the student loan program is a great program. It's allowed people to go to college.
Right.
The forgiveness of debt versus those who paid off their debt and saved or didn't take on debt.
Well, how many of these 19 million people, David, are waiting for President Biden to finally make good on his claim that he's going to relieve them of this debt? Because he's a little like Lucy in the football right now, because these things keep getting thrown out by the courts.
They do create. There goes another, as you mentioned, uncertainty. Now we're delving into policy, probably a little bit out of my wheelhouse, but I'll stand by. Student loan program, great program. Forgiving debt, bad economics.
Well, good place to
hammer
end
hammer drop.
That's a mic drop moment from Ben Franklin on this eve of Independence Day. David, thank you so much. We will, of course, be in contact over the next 6 months as we ride this roller coaster. That's right now we're riding high.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful holiday, David. David at Ancora Investments there in Bloomfield Hills, Managing Director. When we come back, going to be talking about the news of the day. Also, a major warning for vapors of cannabis.